The White House is now walking back President Biden's comments on Taiwan. In Tokyo, the president said the U.S. military would intervene to defend Taiwan in any attack from China that appeared to break the long-standing U.S. policy of so-called strategic ambiguity. The White House later said the president simply meant the U.S. would provide military equipment to Taiwan, not sending troops. And the Biden administration announced that a dozen Indo-Pacific countries will join the U.S. in a sweeping economic initiative. The goal is to counter China's influence in the region. Australia, India, Japan, South Korea and New Zealand are included, along with seven Southeast Asian countries. But the new framework doesn't include any tariff reductions, and it's unclear which parts are binding. In Australia, the Labour Party's Anthony Albanese has been sworn in as Prime Minister. He defeated former Prime Minister Scott Morrison in an election held on Saturday. He's promising swift action on climate change, greater gender equality and improved wage growth. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is preparing for another dressing down over illegal parties in Downing Street. Civil servant Sue Gray is expected to publish her internal investigation into the details of the so-called Partygate scandal this week. It may include potentially damaging photographs. Johnson has committed to making a statement in Parliament on the matter. Bloomberg's learned that chipmaker Broadcom is in talks to acquire cloud computing company VMware in what would be a massive deal. VMware currently has a market valuation of about $40 billion. An acquisition will put Broadcom into a highly specialized area of software. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ritika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.